You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3130. It's Saturday, which often means it's a What to Watch Now episode. You know, we check out videos on YouTube fairly often, and we look at Disney Channel ones and that sort of thing, but there's one channel that we haven't looked at. I actually didn't even know there was a channel, but it finally occurred to me to look for one, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So the YouTube channel that I realized existed, it's so silly that I didn't realize it existed, but hey, you know, what are you going to do? So it's the ILM X-Lab YouTube channel. Yes, Industrial Light and Magic has their own YouTube channel, but ILM X-Lab has their own as well. There are a lot of videos on there related to Vader Immortal and Tales from the Galaxy's Edge, and we will get to those videos in time, see whether there's things in there that are worth sharing with you here on the podcast and talking about and that sort of thing. But I mean, if you are deeply into the Star Wars VR experience, you may just want to check that out for yourself. I will link to the channel at the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes. But in particular, we're going to talk about some other videos, and it actually goes back a little ways in time because ILM X-Lab has been at it for a number of years. So I went back to the beginning of the channel. One of the things that they have at the very beginning is the Droid Repair Bay virtual reality experience. I don't know if you remember this, but they released it in advance of The Last Jedi. It was a tie-in experience to that. So there's a video on the YouTube channel for ILM X-Lab that kind of previews it. And then there's a little bit of a story experience, which is a 360 degree thing. So yes, you can, I looked at it on my laptop. So I was clicking down on my trackpad and spinning around, but you know, the experience may be different on your phone, I'm not sure. Anyway, there's that, but then there is also, if you go look for it, it's not on the ILM X-Lab channel, so I guess this is a little bit of a cheat, but I put it in the playlist anyway for you. There is the full experience, because this was something that you could download for virtual reality headsets, but there have been folks who have been kind enough to record their experience and post it on YouTube. So the full, I think it's around 10-minute experience for the Droid Repair Bay is actually on YouTube, and I have one of them in the playlist for this whole situation for the ILM X-Lab videos for you. And I don't think I'm going to spoil anything necessarily. I mean, well, this has all been out for years, so I think, you know, it's enough advanced warning. But the Droid Repair Bay situation takes place during the events of The Last Jedi. It starts with you on the Raddus in hyperspace as you are escaping from the First Order, and the events of the Droid Repair Bay story take place while you're kind of hanging out in that nowhere space prior to when the First Order arrives and suddenly there are big problems. And yes, you will get to interact with BB-8, and Poe Dameron even shows up as well. So I will have all of these linked at the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well. If you go to our YouTube channel, that's youtube.com/sw7x7, there will be a playlist there for you also to find if that's your preferred way of doing things. Another video on the ILM X-Lab channel that's pretty cool is related to Project Porg. So this was something for the Magic Leap headset. And the idea behind it is that you get to take care of a Porg. You get to nurture it. You get to raise little Porglets. There's a bit of a storytelling element to it in that Chewbacca gives you a package. It's a Porg and instructions how to take care of it. The instructions are delivered by a hologram of C-3PO and it's voiced by Anthony Daniels, so that's very cool. That's it. There's no real other storytelling situation around it. The video itself is fun though, because there are a lot of interviews that go along with it too. Then there's another video that is a ray tracing video. This is a video game Unreal Engine situation where they essentially were doing an experiment to see how realistically they could create these lighting situations. They're using First Order stormtroopers who are having a conversation. This also takes place during The Last Jedi about how Kylo Ren messed up an elevator, and they are unfortunately overheard by Captain Phasma, and they make a stray comment about, oh yeah, you know, somebody should be, you know, assigned to Hoth for what happened. And that's exactly what happens, unfortunately. Womp womp. Then there's another 360-degree experience video. This is related to Solo, A Star Wars Story. So you will remember, of course, the scene on Vandor 1 when Han shows up to Lando's Sabacc game and it gets into some very high-stakes gambling, that sort of thing. There's a VR experience that is on their YouTube channel where you're sitting in a movie theater and you get to see Han walking into the gambling den on screen, and you can pan around in the YouTube video so you can actually see the rest of the theater. But then it throws up the Lucasfilm logo and then it switches to you being in the room. Basically, your perspective is if you're in the center of the Sabacc table, and you can pan the scene around and watch everybody who is at the card table, including Han and Lando, and see all the people who are gathered watching the scene as well. It's basically 1 minute of storytelling from Solo, A Star Wars Story, but it's still pretty cool. And if you are a completist, you may end up watching it several times just to see every single character throughout the entire 1 minute of this scene. Oh, and just swinging back to that First Order video with Captain Phasma and the First Order stormtroopers, I forgot to mention to you that it actually is titled, it's called Reflections. That doesn't necessarily tell us anything story-wise, but it certainly has a connection to the idea of it being about the way that they were working with their lighting experiments and whatnot. So yeah, that's what the deal is with that. And the last one I want to cover with you today that we have built up in that ILM X-Lab video playlist is Trials on Tatooine. So this was a really big deal. You may have heard of this previously. They debuted it at Celebration London in 2016. It was a virtual reality experience you could go into, very much like how they did it with Vader Immortal at Star Wars Celebration in Chicago in 2019, but Trials on Tatooine was like really the first big deal of experimenting with a virtual reality situation for Lucasfilm and for ILM X-Lab. So for this playlist, I have two videos that are related to Trials on Tatooine for you. One of them is from ILM X-Lab, and actually it is a clip from the Star Wars show, the old Star Wars show, not the Anthony Carboni and Andy Gutierrez version, but the Peter Townley and Andy Gutierrez version, where they are getting to experiment with Trials on Tatooine, and it's a preview of the fact that it's going to show up at Celebration London, even though the video itself was posted on ILM X-Lab's channel in 2019, so don't let that confuse you. But it's only a preview, so I found, just like with the droid repair bay situation, someone else who had a recording of the full virtual gameplay walkthrough, as it were, on YouTube, and I've put that one on the playlist as well. And I'll tell you at least a little bit about it. Like, there's setup stuff, there's an opening crawl where it talks about how, you know, the Empire's been defeated and the Rebellion is now the New Republic. It talks about how Luke Skywalker has traveled to various parts of the galaxy and is now ready to start training new people as part of a new Jedi Order, and that in this Trials on Tatooine thing, you are supposed to be a promising, hopeful Padawan, and you're waiting for a special delivery to arrive from Han Solo. Now, with that information from the opening crawl, it actually gives us an idea of the time frame during which this little experience takes place. In fact, actually, there was an interview with Rob Bredow where he talked about the fact that he had co-written this experience with Pablo Hidalgo, and Pablo has a sense of when exactly this takes place, similar to how Matt Martin has talked about the fact that the experience of Galaxy's Edge actually takes place on kind of a specific day in Star Wars canon as well. So, you know, that's particularly fascinating, but they don't exactly tell us when that is. However, we can get a little bit of an idea of things based on storytelling that has happened since, in particular, thinking about The Mandalorian and the fact that Luke Skywalker is still building his Jedi temple on Ossus when we see him in, actually not The Mandalorian, the Book of Boba Fett, I guess, technically. So we're 5 years out, 6 years out roughly from Return of the Jedi. So around 10 ABY, let's say. So the events of this thing have to take place after 10 ABY. So that's one part of the guesswork. The other part of the guesswork is that there is conflict that happens in here, and it looks like it's coming from the Empire and not the First Order. Certainly around that time, around a 10 ABY time frame, we're not talking about the First Order because that's still in development and a decade plus away. Imperial remnants, however, are actually a thing at that time, at 10 ABY, and probably for a little bit longer, I would imagine, as well. So it is an imperial entanglement that happens as a result. And I think that's as much as I want to say about it. It's pretty cool, even with the uploaded version to YouTube. It does get a little, like, moving your head around a lot. So just, you know, be ready for that. But it's pretty stable, all things considered. What, not entirely stable, maybe? Yeah, let's call it that. But that is basically what I've got for you for this episode for the What to Watch Now situation. The videos that are on there, it's 8 videos in total, I believe it is. Yes, that's right. That's 8 videos that I've put on that playlist, and it would take you less than 30 minutes to check them all out if you wanted to. And of course, you know, maybe I've told you enough about some of them where you don't need to bother. But hey, they will all be linked at the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.